Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your purpose, on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world am I working? We're asking some great questions. I'm feeling the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. What are you working now? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, which is truly impactful and powerful. After which time, I will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and your comments. This will be the time in which we invite you to share in the discussion, and we absolutely love the interactivity, and it lends to a more interactive environment that brings about another level of richness. So We encourage you, at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Jump right on in at the appropriate time and chime in to this hour of empowerment. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I hope you are ready to work it now and shape up so we can win. Woo! So exciting. In our Shape Up series, we like to bring you rich and empowering content that will support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, and today is no exception. But before we jump into today's installment and the topic at hand, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send someone a quick email, a quick fax, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our network and our outreach. I want you to know whenever you come to Motivational Mondays, you should bring a pen, notepad, you should have your iPad, your tablet, you should be sitting in front of your laptop or your desktop so that you can capture the richness that is shared. As I mentioned, today it's time to shape up and win, and we are in our Shape Up series. And over the past four sessions, we have been pulling pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. I am a John Maxwell team member, real excited about this new season and this time in which I am growing the Coach Adams brand to the next level. I'm growing to another level so that I can bring you a greater richness of empowerment. And with that said, it gives me great joy to, quote unquote, pull from the pages of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And you know, what's interesting is that I'm in a place and a season in my life where I realize that I never want to get, I don't know if that's you, but it's me. I never want to get stuck. I don't want to get stagnant. There should be this constant growth and movement forward. And so bringing you this rich content is really supporting me as well in this season that I'm in, because I'm fighting to grow continuously at another level. So I want you to know that as your coach, who is truly here for you, I'm always looking to grow and to develop at another level. And that's why if you are connected with me socially, I said, let's grow together. Because I am a firm believer that when we are here on this earth, that every day is a growth opportunity. We never arrive. We always have areas and area or areas in which we can continue to move and grow and develop at another level. And as you know, my heart is that you would grow in those areas of your vision, that you would grow in those areas of achieving your goals, and that you would grow ultimately so that your life is fulfilled because you are living out your dreams and fulfilling your purpose. And so in our last few shape-ups, we have talked about, based on, again, the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. And, again, I am a John C. Maxwell team member, part of the team. Real exciting season and time for that. And so we've talked about the law of intentionality. I love these laws. And why do I love these laws? Because I live by these laws, and I've been teaching on these laws. So it's great to, one, reconnect for me and to bring a greater richness, and as well to empower you. Because so often I have shared with individuals around the law of intentionality that, you know, we think, okay, I don't need to do anything, that growth just simply happens. Well, guess what? It doesn't. And so this law of intentionality states that we have to be intentional. In order for us to grow, we have to have a plan, and we have to have a commitment to that plan. And many of us, we are not growing because we don't have a blueprint for growth. We're just kind of moving around loosey-goosey, haphazardly, flopping from one place to the next, and there is no vision, there is no plan, there is no roadmap, there is no blueprint associated with where we desire to grow on our journey. What I have grown to know to be true is that we must be clear on what is that target. What am I looking to achieve? So that target represents what you desire to achieve. And all of us, I don't care where you are in life, all of us have a gap that we can fill. That gap is that distance between where you are currently and where you desire to grow. And so we have to have a target, and with that, there's an intentionality. So the law of intentionality. The law of awareness states that we must, as we're giving a summary of where we've been over the past four shape-up sessions around the 15 invaluable laws of growth, we're fast-tracking and giving you a quick summary overview so that we can move into and spend our time around today's law that we're going to bring you. So the law of intentionality, we have the law of awareness. What I love about the law of awareness, and I share on this often, is that many of us are not aware of where we are. And the law of awareness, you have to locate yourself. And you know what I love about navigation systems, for example, the navigation system can pick up exactly where you are, my location, and it will give you directions to the destination that you say you want to go to, which is your target. But you first must be aware of where you are. Many of us on our journey, we don't want to look at where we are. You know, it's interesting because today as I was preparing for the show and getting some things done and meeting deadlines and what have you, I was reflecting and I said, wow, I know where I am. I know where I desire to grow. I don't want to get comfortable because I've learned the significance of constantly being stretched out of my comfort zone. And so as I was reflecting, I was saying, okay, but this is where I am. That is that awareness. Many of us, though, and this is so real because I deal with this on a regular basis in my coaching practice, I have many individuals that they don't want to face the truth of where they are. So like the ostrich, they put their heads in the sand, and they don't want to deal with the reality of where they are. But we must face where we are. We must locate ourselves. In addition to locating ourselves, we have to be okay with who do we see in the mirror. I reflect on the late, great Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man or the woman in the mirror. And when you're looking at that image in the mirror, do you like what you see? Have you spoken life into that? And so know that as we move into our next law, it's important to understand the previous laws because each of them build on the next. And if you've missed any in this series, you definitely can visit the archives on demand at your convenience so you can hear a greater richness, because right now I'm just giving you a summary overview so we can move into today's law that we'll be discussing. So the law of the mirror. And the image that I want you to have is this image of a cat. And that little cat looks in the mirror and it sees a lion. So the principle here is that when you look in the mirror, see your potential. See where you desire to grow, what you want to be. So in this illustration, the little cat sees a lion, the king of the jungle. And it's not there yet, but that's the image of what it sees. And many of us, we have bad imagery that we need to change and shift. You want to hear more on that? You'll have to visit the archives. The law of reflection. The law of reflection, I spoke about it as I was sharing with you today, that I was pausing, I was reflecting, I was connecting with where I am. This law of reflection is like putting a pause button on your life to take the time to go inside, to introspect, to reflect, to touchstone, to kind of see what I've accomplished, where am I on my journey. And that is so significant and so important because we have to take the time to appreciate this gap and how we have been progressing, and this gap has been closing. You know, I often start out the year with all of these things that I want to get accomplished, and I'm constantly checking in on, okay, where are we? Where do we need to recalibrate, readjust? And it's awesome when you can reflect and see all of what you've done. You may still have things that haven't yet been accomplished, but there's something special that happens when you're able to take the time. And you do have to take the time to press pause, to reflect, and to appreciate where you are, to appreciate what you've accomplished, to appreciate you, and now to begin to internally plan, where am I going, which are the laws prior to what we have talked about so far. So now, as we move into today's law, as we're touching on and pulling a page or two from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You. If you didn't know, this is Coach Adams, and I'm excited to share with you today's law, the law of consistency. You know, there was a time where I would say, as it related to the Coach Adams brand many years ago now, because I've been intentional, I am aware of where I am, I'm constantly looking in the mirror and I'm reflecting along the way. And so this law of consistency, what I love about this law of consistency is that this is where many of us fall short. And there was a season where, I have to be honest, Coach Adams was being consistently inconsistent on her journey. But I came back to reality as I took the time to be aware of where I was through some reflecting, and now I've been more intentional. And so this law of consistency, the law of consistency is all about motivation. Now, it doesn't stop there, though, because motivation gets you going. It gets those wheels going. It gets the wheels going. So when you come to Motivational Mondays, for our regular listeners, every week, this jump-starting your week with this motivation and inspiration, hopefully it's getting you going. It's starting to turn the wheels, and it's getting you into that place of movement. But this is the thing. Motivation gets you going, but it is discipline that keeps you going. So motivation is great. It gets you going. It gets you stimulated, but it is discipline that keeps you going. And many of us fall short because we don't want to discipline ourselves. We don't want to delay our gratification. We want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry, and we're moving from this place to that place. We're not focused. We're not disciplined. Coach Adams has been struggling in a particular area of my life because I've gotten out of discipline, and I'm in this season of recalibrating, resetting. So know that there are times when we may fall short. But again, that's where the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth come in, because you then are aware of where you are each step of the way. See, the thing about each of these laws, you don't just touch on them one day and then you're out and that's it. You have to continue. Growth is not a single event. And many of us, we think, oh, I'm good. I grew in that area. I'm tight. But growth is a progression. It is a journey. We're continuously growing from one situation to the next, learning forward, growing forward, processing through. So growth is not a single event, but many of us, we treat it as such. It's just like when someone says, I do, to that partner and they're getting married, they focus so much energy on the wedding, the event. They have not planned, they're not intentional about how am I going to make this marriage work. And so that is what we're talking about, not a single event, but that it is now the lifestyle that kicks in. So it's important to understand that this law of consistency, it's not, oh, boom, I hit the target, I'm good today, but it is something that must be continued. So growing consistently, let's take a look at what growing consistently really means, and that the foundation is discipline, which keeps us going. And that is what's so important as it relates to you birthing your vision and fulfilling your vision along with your goals and achieving them and living out your dreams. You must grow consistently. And the question that I have for you, because you know I like to provoke thoughts, do you know what you need to improve? Many of us, we're afraid to look at those areas that we're not as strong in, or as some would say, those areas of weakness. We want to just stay focused on our strengths. And so we don't even know those areas that we need to improve in because we won't take the time to reflect, the law of reflection, to get clear on where am I. And so we miss it because we're only looking at our areas of strength instead of continuing to grow in those areas that we're weaker in. Because when we can grow in those areas that we're not as strong, now when we're able to strengthen those areas, guess what? Overall, we are now stronger. So it is important to know, what do you need to improve? The other question that I have for you, we've already established, do you know what you need to improve? Do you know how you need to improve? Once you determine what you need to improve, you then have to look at, how can I improve these areas? You know, in any area that I'm looking to grow in, I am one that I'm all about being a lifetime learner, which is why I joined the John Maxwell team, because I always want to grow and develop in who I am as a coach and who I am as a speaker. Now, mind you, many years ago, I did my formalized coaching skills training with Coach University. Got some great information, been using it for years. But I felt like it's now time to grow to another level. I've been training with my mentors for years consistently. And talking about being challenged, I'm being challenged on a regular basis, or as some would say, on a regular. But I never allow myself to get stagnant. I'm always looking to determine how can I improve, and those areas that need improvement. And that's what I want to encourage you in. Don't be afraid of identifying and looking at those areas that you need to improve in. And once you identify that, recognize, okay, let me figure out, how can I improve in these areas? Motivation and personality, is that an area that you need to work on? I want to encourage you, start with the small things. You know, I saw a quote today on social media, because so often people think, as we're talking about personality, oh, this is just who I am. So they don't have to like and deal with me the way that I am, because this is me and I'm not changing nothing. Many of us get into that way, but guess what? Nobody has to accept you the way that you are if it's in conflict of what they want or desire to be around. So what will happen is they will just simply move away from you. So, yes, you can continue to be that, whatever that may be, But everyone doesn't have to embrace that or like that. And so if we're not continuously growing, know that it's not about people just have to accept me the way that I am. And don't misunderstand. Please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. It's not about allowing others to determine if you're okay or not. That's not what I'm saying. But there are weak areas that if we have a bad attitude, we need to deal with that. If you're negative, you need to deal with that. So there are certain areas that we need to deal with. And if people have been trying to bring that to your awareness and you're like, that's just who I am, and they're going to have to accept it, you may want to look at that. You may want to take the time to say, is there something valid in this area? Is this an opportunity for me to grow? We should continuously be looking for those opportunities to grow. As we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, as we're pulling pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell, and I am one of the John C. Maxwell team members, and we're talking about the law of consistency and the importance of discipline, and discipline will keep you going. Motivation will kind of start you on that journey, but it's discipline that keeps you going. So we have to start with the small stuff. You know, whatever it is that you need to work on, it doesn't necessarily have to start with the big things. And many of us, we get discouraged because we're trying to start with the big things and we're looking at this elephant before us, and now we're trying to figure out, how do I eat this elephant? It's so big. It's so huge. It's so overwhelming. I don't know what to do with it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One simple bite at a time. So start with the small stuff and be patient with the process. Growth is a process. The journey is a process. And you know, the unfortunate thing is we are in such a microwavable society that everyone wants things so quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if it doesn't change instantly, we quit, we throw in the towel, we walk away from it. And had we continued the process, we might have been right there at a breakthrough to see a shift, but we quit too soon. So we have to embrace patience, value the process, continue the journey. Do you know that the successful person has the habit of doing the things that failures don't like to do? The successful person doesn't like to do them either, but his dislike is not going to stray him away. It's not stronger than his purpose. E.M. Gray, this is a quote by E.M. Gray. So I want you to know that there are times on our journey where there's certain things that we don't like to do, but we have to grow in the discipline of that in order to grow and move to the next level. And understanding that if you take on the habit, you know, when I look at people who have beautiful physiques, and I often compliment them because that's an area of weakness for me. Hello, can Coach Adams be real up in here? I'm a little bit more delicious in this season. Why? Because I've been out of discipline in this area. And I can appreciate one who goes to the gym regularly. That's not me. I'm fighting to grow in that area. I go up, I go down. But that individual that has established that habit, for example, in that area, their results show it. And many of us, we are a plumper society because we don't want to discipline in that area. The person that will get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, invest extra time into their vision, and now they're, you know, starting to get a breakthrough and they're moving to the next level, the person that won't sacrifice that time and discipline themselves, they are murmuring and complaining. They're hating on that individual because their grind is great. They're getting the results because they're disciplined. So if you're not liking the results that you're getting, you have to step back and be real with you, and that's where the awareness comes in, and look at where you are. Where do you need to tighten it up a little bit? We all have those areas where we can tighten things up a little bit. We can improve so that we can continue to grow forward and get the results that we desire. Growing consistently. Do you know why you want to improve? Like for me, my wanting to improve is truly so Coach Adams can be the best person that I was designed and created to be. I want to be the very best. And so my focus is in that I want to be the best. The lower level of that is, in addition to me wanting to be the best for me, I want to be the best for you, for each and every person that I would encounter, for each and every person that I would coach, that I would train, that I would speak to. I want to be the very best for you. But it starts with me. I want to be the very best for me because I want to be happy with me, and then I want to be the best that I can be for me so I can be better for you. In my assignment, and we must know our assignment. And I have to ask you a question. Be real with yourself. Has quitting become a habit? See, a habit is an acquired mode of behavior. An acquired mode of behavior that is compulsory, it's involuntary, it's addictive, it's an addictive way of acting. And so my question to you is that, have you created the habit of quitting? Because if you have, understand this, that a quitter never wins. A quitter never wins. And guess what? A winner never quits. I believe it was Napoleon Hill who created that quote some time ago. So a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And so in order for us to grow consistently, we may have to make and create some new habits in our lives. You know, as I was reading sometime late last year, From Good to Great, Good to Great, and the author was talking about, and I did a training on that at the close of the year for this organization, and so I had to reconnect with the material, right? And so Good to Great. One of the things that I liked is that he was talking about we need to have, many of us have our things to do list, but the reality is in addition to your things to do, and not saying that things to do is not important and you shouldn't have that, you should, but we also need to have a things not to do, a things not to do. Like whatever those bad habits are, they should be on your things not to do so that you can discipline yourself, which keeps you going, to move away from those things and move from those negative, defeating bad habits through repetition to good habits that are going to better serve you and your vision and your achievement of your goals and living out your dreams. Do you know when you are supposed to improve? Can you look at your watch and set the clock and say, this is when I'm supposed to improve? No. But it is a constant process of improvement. And so I want you to know that maybe it's time for you to stop setting goals and growing consistently and be conscious about your growth, because there is a difference between a goal consciousness, G-O-A-L consciousness, and a growth consciousness. The goal consciousness focuses only and solely on a destination, a destination. Remember we talked about the event? Many focus on the wedding, but they don't have a plan for how will my marriage be successful and how will I continue in this relationship as it was designed for until death do us part, which is why over 60% of marriages end in divorce because they have not figured out their goal conscious, the wedding, but have not gotten to that place of growth consciousness, which focuses on the journey. How will we continue to grow together, this journey, this process? The goal, G-O-A-L, consciousness, is motivation, motivates you and others. But growth consciousness matures you and others. It's beyond motivation. It's maturity. Goal consciousness is seasonal, event-based, seasonal, whereas growth consciousness is lifelong. Again, it's a process. It's a journey. That's why I said for me, I am a lifetime learner. I always want to learn and grow in different areas. And anything that I desire to do, I desire to be a master in those areas. A master is one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. That's me. So with the name and the brand coach, that's serious for me. Speaker trainer, that's serious for me. It's not just, you know, I want to be a master in those areas that I have an assignment in that I've been called to. But some, you don't see that level of excellence. Like we could honestly say, Michael Jackson, highly respected and regarded, was a master in his field. I can name others that masters in their field. Many feel LeBron James is one that they would say, wow, master. And I bring his name up because, of course, so much activity around him, especially the past 24 hours that he has joined the Lakers, and he's coming to Cali officially with the Lakers. So that's the latest sports news as we're talking about mastery. And so we could go on and on in that, but you know what that looks like for you. So goal consciousness is one that challenges you. It just challenges you. But growth consciousness, which is what we should desire, it changes you. It makes you better. You know, it's so interesting that I was speaking to an individual who was being very open with me. They've been married a few times, and they're in their latest relationship, and they said, wow, I see the difference because this relationship, because I've connected with my soulmate, is changing me. The other relationship, yeah, they challenged me and whatever, but I came in and out the same way. Whereas this relationship, because it's different, which is growth consciousness versus goal consciousness, and they would be the first to say that I just wanted to get married. It was all about getting married, and so I was able to accomplish that. What goal? Whereas now I'm being changed because there is a growth consciousness. And I want you to really understand, and that's why I'm taking the time, because it's important to recognize, are you moving in life from a goal consciousness? Are you moving in life from a base of a growth consciousness? Goal consciousness stops when the goal is reached. I reached the goal, bam, I'm done, yes! Whereas growth consciousness keeps growing beyond the goal. There is never a ceiling. You continue to grow. Goal consciousness waits for growth to come. Growth consciousness takes responsibility to grow. That's where that intentionality comes. The first law, you have to be intentional. The next law, the awareness. The next law, looking in the mirror, reflecting, what's my potential so you can see where do I want to go? And then that law of reflection, going inside, internally. And now this law of consistency, being disciplined. Goal consciousness learns only from mistakes, only from the tragedy, only from the heartbreaks, learns only from mistakes. Growth consciousness, I love this, learns before the mistake. Now, of course, we all go through things. We're going to learn from mistakes, but you don't want it to only be that you learn from mistakes. You want to be able to learn before the mistakes. Very powerful. Goal consciousness depends on good luck. Good luck. Growth consciousness relies on hard work. That's that intentionality. Your potential is not an event, a goal, or a product. Your potential is a constant journey of discovery, growth, and insight. Your potential is not an event. It's not the goal, it's not the product, but rather your potential is a constant journey of discovery, growth, and insight. Let's take the time on our journey to discover so that we can grow and gain insight and wisdom. If you develop the habits of success, guess what? You'll make success a habit. If you develop the habit of success, you'll make success the habit. I'm going to pause right here. I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. Quite a richness was shared around the law of consistency as we're pulling a page or two out of the 15 Invaluable Laws by John C. Maxwell, and we've been diving into these various laws. I want to hear from you, and I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself on the host queue. Do not be scared. This is a safe space, and we welcome your interaction. Would love to hear from you. What is the thing that you're taking away from this investment of time, this time of empowerment? Have you gotten anything from what has been shared? Are you taking anything away? Do you have any questions? Now is the time. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and this time has been set aside for you. You would never walk into the bank, need money, and not go to the teller and make a withdrawal. So I want you to know you're investing this time. You're sacrificing this time, and this time is truly for you. So we invite you to share in the discussion. The lines are open. Feel free to participate at any time. As we continue in our programming, we want to do a recap of what is it that we have shared today. Where have we been on this journey? Well, we started out by letting you know the steps prior to, and we kind of touched on, and I want to touch on again for you because I think it's so significant, and the archives of past show installments are available. So if you really want to soak in the richness of the laws that we're discussing, I want you to know that you can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U, at any time to make that reconnection. So law number 1, the law of intentionality. The law of intentionality deals with the fact that growth does not just happen. Many of us want to believe that growth happens. The only place that growth happens is when the baby is in the womb, and when we come out of the womb, our body grows and does what it needs to do, but that's natural growth. That's not mental growth. That's not emotional growth. It's not spiritual growth. So all of those different areas, character growth, none of that just happens. You have to be intentional. Growth in that regard is not a natural process. You have to plan to grow. And that's where many of us have fallen short. We are not planning to grow. We're just hoping that it would happen. And growth doesn't just happen. The law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. You have to locate yourself. Where am I on my journey? Where do I need to focus in on? Who am I? And many of us don't know who we are. But this law of awareness, you have to take the time to grow in understanding who you are. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your interests, your opportunities, where you are, understanding where you desire to be, this awareness. We move from the law of awareness into our next law, and our next law deals with this law of the mirror. You must see value in yourself. And when you see value in you, you can add value to yourself. So you must see value in yourself and add value to yourself. This law deals with that our power does not come from forces from the outside in. We have to add value to us. Now, will others empower you as well? Absolutely. But you can't look to the outside for your power. Your power comes from the inside out. So you have to take the time to develop self. And it's really all about understanding and recognizing your potential. Remember I shared with you the image of the cat looking in the mirror and the cat sees a lion. That's the potential. So we have to take the time to identify and be aware. As we move into our next level, so we've recognized the law of intentionality, the law of awareness, the law of the mirror, and now the law of, as we are summarizing now at this time, and I do want to remind you that we do have a few moments left for our audience participation, and we welcome your interactivity. Again, this is the time where our lines are open. So don't be scared. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to know, are you getting any value? What are you taking away from what has been shared? This investment of time that you have sown into your journey, this time of empowerment, what is empowering for you? What are you taking away? Dial 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and the lines are open. We've given you a summary review of the law of intentionality, the law of awareness, and the law of the mirror. We're going to give you another summary reflection of the law of reflection. Learning to pause allows growth to catch up with you. Learning to pause. We have to push pause, the big pause button. We have to take the self-imposed timeout. You know, back in the day, I remember growing up, you would hear that a young person, a child, was placed on a time out. Many of us, life is moving so quickly, we don't take the time to pause on our journey. And so we miss opportunities because we don't take the time. You have to take the time to push pause. Take the time to reflect. Take the time to reflect and turn experiences into insight. Everyone needs a time and a place alone, that quiet time. Many are afraid of it, but we need it. Intentionally pausing expands our thinking. If you are a leader, pausing is virtual for your success. So I just want to mention that to our leaders engaged with us today. And if you want the right answers, you must ask the right questions. And so now as we continue to take this journey that we're on, we've been talking about the law of consistency. The law of consistency is all about motivation that gets you going, as we've established, but it is truly discipline that keeps you going. So we've talked a lot about this discipline, establishing new habits, that growth is not a single event. You don't just hit the target and that's it. It's a progression. It's a continuum. And so we must allow ourselves to continue to grow and put ourselves in the position to do so. I see we have a caller, area code 707, last four digits, 2214. Welcome. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Good evening, Coach Adams. Lady Tabitha, how are you?
Well, hello, Lady Tabitha. OMG,
hello.
I am fabulous. How are you? So great to hear your voice.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, long time no see, right?
I know. Wow, all the way from Saturday.
I know. I just had to tune in. I was like, oh, I'm so happy to see my coach. But I needed some motivation today and some encouragement, so I knew exactly where to go to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. So thank you for everything that you do. Absolutely.
Oh, and thank you.
Yeah. So, Coach, my takeaway today, and I wrote it in my notes, is when you began to talk about growth conscious and goal conscious.
Yes.
And the difference between the two,
yes.
Mm-hmm. That really is what I'm going to chew on that all week, and that blesses me. And I heard the example that you used, and I've been tuned in ever since 7:03, so I've been sitting alone, paying clear attention, just soaking it all up, and I'm feeling motivated, I'm feeling better, but this has really, I looked at my own life and I said, okay, this is the word that I needed to hear tonight. I needed to hear this from God. So I thank him for using you to share. Most relationships I've been in, I've been married several times, and it was more goal-oriented, more goal-conscious.
Mm.
And if the goal wasn't hit, obviously it crumbled. Dissolved, right? There was no resolution there. Proud to say, but it's my truth, and it brings freedom,
right.
And I hope being transparent is blessing someone else. But when you're in a conscious marriage relationship, and that could actually even, it doesn't just have to be marriage. It could be a business partnership. It could be, you know, family, friends. Because ours is definitely a growth conscious. I realize that. So I just did a quick scan of my relationships. And the marriage that I'm in now, it could be very uncomfortable. But because it's a growth conscious, meaning that I feel very much God ordained. It's not something I put together, but it challenges us, and we talk about it, and I'm growing, I'm changing as a person. I mean, just the whole, I'm just changing as a person, and I wrote down the definitions. So for the goal conscious, it stops when the goal is met, or if it's not met, when you're immature, right? Or maybe you count up the cost, you know? And you do a evaluation, who pushed you, right? Why did you get there? I'm pulling some of my leap principles in there. The Lord just dropped that in my
I hear it.
So true,
cross-apply those principles.
I mean, let's keep it real, because I was listening to Pastor Roberts, and Sarah Jakes' husband, personally, Roberts now. And, you know, it's true. When we have to add up the cost, even if you're in a situation or relationship, you know, is it growth? You still have to ask yourself that same question, you know. So I'm just really appreciative of this hour of power. So thank you so much. This is what I needed to hear tonight, and I'm grateful. Thank you, Coach.
Well, you know, my pleasure, as you know, this is my assignment. I'm very passionate about it. I'm happy. I'm really happy to hear that you have gotten some great richness from the subject and what is being shared. I know, I must say, and you've been tuned in the whole time, so you heard me say it earlier, that I'm truly growing through this process. You know, I'm constantly going through, okay, how can I move to the next level? And like you, this, you know, concise listing that John C. Maxwell put together on the Go Consciousness versus the Growth Consciousness has really been beneficial for me as well, because it is so true that many of us, we're just focused on the destination instead of the journey, and life is a journey, you know, that we just simply want to, you know, okay, let me just drop you a nugget of motivation. Like, my heart is that I'm helping to mature people beyond them just being motivated. As we said, the motivation gets you going, but it is the discipline that keeps you there. So it's that discipline now moves you into being more mature. And, you know, that goal consciousness, and I'm just kind of touching on these as we're closing out, because you brought this area up, and it has been such a richness for me, and in case someone missed something and you want to recap, but the goal consciousness is seasonal. It's just for that season, whereas the growth consciousness, it's all about a lifetime journey.
Yes.
It's lifetime. Yes. It's not just for that season, but it's lifetime. The goal consciousness challenges you, but it's challenging you for the goal, whereas the growth consciousness, it changes us. We come out beyond the goal with greater insight, wisdom. We have grown forward. The goal consciousness stops when the goal is reached. I heard you saying that one. Okay, accomplished that goal. I got married. And now it's like, okay, the journey now begins, because it's about, we've focused on the wedding, but we haven't focused on the marriage. How will I continue to grow in the marriage? And so it's keeping growth beyond the goal, which many focus on the wedding. But the marriage is what is that lifetime that now I have to keep this journey going. The goal consciousness waits for growth to come, whereas growth consciousness takes responsibility. How can I grow? What are those areas that I need to work on? I need to, you know, I'm trying to move to the next level. Goal consciousness learns only from the mistakes. Growth consciousness learns before the mistakes. What can I learn beforehand? What kind of classes can I take before I get married? What kind of classes can I take before I start the business? What can I do before? You know what I mean? Versus just growing after the mistakes and in the midst of, we can do some preventative maintenance. And that's really what that's talking about. Goal consciousness depends on good luck. They have their little, you know, rabbit's foot or whatever, good luck. Whereas growth consciousness relies on hard work. No, it's not haphazard. I have to plan to be successful. There's things I have to do in order for it to happen. I can't just say, I hope it happens, and, you know, woo, I'll be lucky one day, I'll win the lottery. No, we have to work on it. So I thank you, for tuning in, for sharing in what, in my opinion, was truly a rich discussion. We are going to close out Motivational Mondays today because, oh my gosh, it's already right there at the top of the hour. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Let me give you some closing things that I want you to know. We want to continue this dialogue. If you didn't have an opportunity to jump in on the discussion, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum gives you the opportunity to do that. We appreciate you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, on our next week's installment, it's time to shape up and win. We're going to continue in our shape up series, and we have a dynamite guest coming on later in this month. I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You can always send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You're always welcome to call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Just a reminder, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, to achieve greater success. We have various tools that are available for you through the coaching empowerment vision, strategic planning. All of those things can do one-on-one coaching for you, group coaching, speaking, training. So you know that there's a network to support you. And we start every week right here on Motivational Mondays as our first stop for our empowerment to jumpstart our week as a part of the full circle of empowerment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I want you to know that I coach and you win, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Join us next week and tell a friend.